All right, it is time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
You know, I think I'm going to start using ChatGPT for everything, to be my personal assistant, to figure out the world, to navigate the world, because I read great stories like this. A 60-year-old man who was looking to eliminate table salt from his diet, he went to ChatGPT and asked it, hey, what can I do? What are some ideas? What are some great ideas for reducing the amount of salt in my diet? And it recommended switching sodium chloride, which is table salt, for sodium bromide. It's a way to reduce your salt intake and not affect you as much. So the guy did it for 3 months until he was taken to the hospital, experiencing fatigue, poor coordination, facial acne, cherry angiomas, which are red bumps on the skin, excessive thirst, and he also was showing signs of paranoia, saying that he had a neighbor that was trying to poison him, and he had auditory and visual hallucinations. He was put in psychiatric hold. It's because ChatGPT had recommended something, a type of salt that's used for agricultural cleaning.
Wow.
Not human consumption.
Wow.
So
it's interesting you bring this up, because about a week ago, I signed up, made a little account for ChatGPT, after having conversations on this show and with my friend that I told you about. She said it was now her assistant, her best friend.
Yeah.
You know what I find with ChatGPT?
What?
And I haven't tried any of the next step, writing a computer program or writing a symphony or anything like that. But I find it to be incorrect quite a bit. Mm. Like, I don't think it's dialed in yet, but everybody takes whatever it produces as gospel.
I know.
Like this guy.
Yeah.
But I'm finding a lot of errors. Like, I just asked it, Cowboys head coaches who called their own plays, and they listed Landry and McCarthy and Garrett, but didn't list Chan.
Shoddy.
Yeah, enlisted Shoddy. But just, I'm finding, at least the sports stuff that I punch in there, I'm finding a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
Monkey butt.
Which is a subject that you know something about, so you can find the mistakes. Most people are asking ChatGPT stuff that they know nothing about, so they take the answer as gospel.
Right.
Yeah.
And eventually those answers will become gospel after no one is there to fact check something or everyone believes it enough. That becomes the thing. It's like the mispronunciation of a word becomes an acceptable pronunciation once enough people mispronounce it that way. Well, I think that we're going to get to a problem where facts also will change. That's my prediction.
Yeah, no, you're probably right.
But are you using the advanced natural voice version of it?
I haven't explored that deeply into it. I'm just using like a search version.
Are you using just the web interface on your laptop, or do you have it on your phone?
On my laptop.
Okay, you need to do it with your phone and turn on the advanced natural language and talk with it.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do that, because that's what my buddy Ricky was doing. I was like, God, that thing is so conversational. It's wild.
Yeah, that's what my friend does.
And you see how easily taken we are by it. If something has all the hallmarks of, you know, they had to actually change ChatGPT because it was such a supportive friend to people that people got really, really addicted to using it as a psychologically important support tool for them.
Why did they want to change it?
Because it was an uncritical friend that no matter what decision you made, it was reinforcing it. So it was always giving you this feeling of, it was always complimentary. You know, you were always the smartest person to it. And that's a great idea. And, you know, I'm really impressed with your creativity. And you know what? I'm really just proud of you. And I mean, it just could say all the right things that keep you emotionally addicted to it, even though it's not giving you any critical feedback, which is necessary in order to be. I mean, think about this. If everybody using it is doing everything right 100% of the time, in what way will that person ever get better through the rest of their life? They're already a perfect being.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, at the age of 15, you're already a perfect being that's making every right choice.
And I guess it could and probably was leading people down potentially bad paths, just
sure.
encouraging anything,
right.
any decision.
Right. So we're just, I don't know, one of our greatest weaknesses is thinking that we're so smart that we can't create something that could game us.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the whole internet and social media is nothing but an example of how we are so easily gamed.
Right.
So
you're ready to be gamed.
I'm ready to be gamed. So I'm signing up. The thing is I signed up for a pro chat GPT account like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. That's one of the financial barnacles. It's probably has been draining on my credit card every month and I've never used it. I mean, I used it, I think about four times right when I signed up. And that was it.
Okay, so that's what I need to do. I'm looking at mine.
Gamed me to draw money off of me every month.
I've just got the basic free version, but I see the upgrade your plan link. So that's where I get the good stuff.
Yeah.
Because right now I basically just have Google search.
Yes, right. You need to upgrade to get the fancy stuff.
Okay.
Because I think they'll also send you DVDs in the mail and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
If you upgrade the plan.
And that's where I get the best friend voice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. His was this kind of flirty female voice that, you know, just kind of, that's great. Yeah. You know what? You got to turn right up here. It's a great, great turning right place.
It's a fun little turn.
It's a great little turn. You didn't turn there. Good decision. That's awesome. Gosh, I bet you're hung. Okay. I thought that was a little weird.
All right.
Yeah.
Gordon.
So that happened. And then another story I want to tell you. This is of the earth. This is a great natural story after our digital foreboding story that we had there. Woman wants to find her own diamond for her engagement ring. So she goes to that, whatever that is, Crater of Diamonds National Park in Arkansas.
This is not going to end well.
Why do you say that?
There's going to be a fall or something.
Her name... No, it actually is a happy story. Her name is Michere Fox.
Michere?
M-I-C-H-E-R-R-E. Michere? Or is it Mama Shear?
Well, I don't know.
E-E? It ends with two E's?
No, E-R-R-E. Michere.
Michere.
One name.
She goes to the... She said that her fiancé, or soon-to-be fiancé, they were going to wait to get engaged until she found a diamond, and she wanted to find her own diamond. So she makes this plan where to find one. She researches where is the most likely place to find a diamond, and turns out, she says, you know, it was there in their own backyard at this Crater of Diamonds State Park. And so she took a break for a month to search for a diamond. And she looks, she prepares, 2 weeks she prepared for her search, conducts research, where to go in the park, what's most likely, all that stuff. So she gets to the park, and on July 8th and on July 29th, she was walking, 11 a.m., taking a stroll on the west drain of the park's 37 acres of diamond search area, and she sees something by her feet. She thought it was a dew-covered spider web. So she kicks it with her foot, but turns out it kept shining. She reaches down, takes it, picks it up, realizes she's got a diamond, takes it over to the Diamond Discovery Center, which they have, where they have the Genius Bar, where you can go and show it to the people, and they confirm she found a white or colorless diamond that weighed more than 2 carats.
Okay.
Now, most of the diamonds that they find at that place, as Emmett Smith will tell you,
they have a lot of poo-poo around them.
Well, they are usually like really yellow-colored, or a lot of them are brown. So, and the ones that we associate with the diamond ring are usually those colorless or white diamonds, right?
Mm-hmm. Dancing with that ring.
So she was dancing with that ring. And so she finds this colorless diamond that weighed more than 2 carats, which is a large diamond. It's the size, this is kind of an odd phrase, but it's the size of a human canine tooth.
What?
a human canine tooth. So
okay, well, that's not what you call that. Yeah,
we have canine teeth, right. But it's still just... How is it the year of our Lord 2025 and we haven't cleaned this up a little bit?
I don't know.
So, yeah. Can't they just be called the pointy teeth? Or the vampire teeth?
Yeah, the Dracula teeth.
Yeah, that's much more adult sounding to me.
Yeah.
Call them the Dracula teeth.
This diamond was the size of a human Dracula tooth.
So, this park... They started finding diamonds there in 1906. It's an old eroded crater of a volcano.
Mm. Is that like one of the only places in America you can find a diamond?
I think so, because we don't have a lot of diamond places around.
No.
I mean, other than jewelry stores, but you mean like right. In the wild.
Right.
And visitors have found over 75,000 diamonds at this place.
Wow.
Over the years.
How much does it cost to get in?
I researched this once because I was going through there. And I think it seemed like it was kind of pricey, like $30.
Okay.
I think so. I wonder if it's a good deal for the park. Like, what would be the price if all those diamonds were priced out and were found and harvested and they sold those versus how much they make on admission?
It's Crater of Diamonds State Park.
Yeah.
Just $15.
There you go. There you go.
Oh boy.
The largest diamond ever found in the United States was discovered there in 1924. And that diamond is called the Uncle Sam. It's a white diamond with a pink cast, so it injured its leg at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the cast.
We got it.
40.23 carats.
Wow.
Dang.
A 40-carat diamond. That's another thing we need to clean up, that carat business. That's too confusing. So it weighs the same as 40 carats? Is it like baby carrots? Or
I don't know.
Different spelling.
What is a carat?
That I don't know.
And why is it a measurement of weight? Don't we already have weight measurements like grams and ounces?
Yes.
Yeah.
So why do we need to go to carrots?
Why do we need to go
to carrots?
Carrots or diamond weight or what is going on?
I wish we knew.
Because we don't do that in anything else, do we?
It says carrots are used to measure diamond weight because it's a standardized unit that ensures consistency and accuracy in the diamond trade.
Okay, but so does...
Yes, 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 yes.
So do our ounces. I mean, we already got that set as a measurement.
Don't yell at me. This is AI.
It's just stupid.
Why are you yelling?
You don't go to a burger place and you ask how big their patties are and they tell you, yes, this is 120 carats per patty here.
Well, that's because it's measuring meat. This is measuring diamonds. That's the only accurate way to do it.
But we measure all sorts of things in ounces and pounds. And
1 carat equals 0.200 grams or 1/5 of a gram.
See? Nobody wants to do that math.
Well, yes, but that's why you use things like micrograms.
Okay.
Or milligrams. There you go. How about milligrams?
It just gives
you
the
can
diamond.
Only measure pills in that. Now, why is that only for pills?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It just gives the diamond... industry something cool to latch on to.
It gives them something to be haughty about.
Yes.
That's what it is. Yes. Where you can walk in there and they start in with the let's go over the four C's. Four C's. It's color, character,
clarity
and
constipation.
So there you go. A happy story. She got
that was her.
Yeah, see there?
Yes,
she didn't fall off a cliff.
I was 90% sure she was going to fall to her death.
Then she and her now fiance got into a fight over the diamond, and he ended up pushing her off the cliff.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not right.